Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 20th. You'll be interested to know, 80 years ago, today in 1945, a tribunal in Nuremberg convened to publicly try major leaders of the defeated regime for crimes against peace, humanity, and the laws of war. The trials established a formal international standard for accountability, asserting that even heads of state could face justice and setting a precedent for future human rights protection. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 26 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:42. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 46 and a light north wind around 5. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 2 a.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 29, along with a calm west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11, with the low tide just before 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday starts with patchy fog before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and a high near 51 with a light southwest wind. A chance of rain continues Friday night with lows near 40 and mostly cloudy skies. Saturday has a slight chance of rain before 2 p.m. and a high near 49, then cooler highs near 47 on Sunday with mostly sunny skies and light west winds. Monday warms to near 53 with mostly sunny skies and breezy west winds near 10 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, if you are looking to adopt a dog, MSPCA Angel is offering an opportunity to do so at a price you can afford. The Massachusetts Animal Welfare Organization announced a Pay What You Can adoption event on Friday and Saturday of this week. Due to overcrowding in shelters from a string of recent law enforcement seizures, all dogs at the 4 MSPCA shelters are eligible. The MSPCA stated, "Opening up kennel space means we can keep saying yes to animals who need us most." They added, "If you have been thinking about adopting, this is a great moment." Now on to sports. The NBA season is in full swing, and teams are starting to reveal their true potential. In the Western Conference, the defending champion Thunder and the improved Nuggets are clear contenders. In the Eastern Conference, the Cavaliers and Knicks stand out as potential title threats. Teams like the Minnesota Timberwolves, Detroit Pistons, Los Angeles Lakers, and Milwaukee Bucks are one move away from being serious contenders. Each team has specific trade targets to enhance their chances of winning the NBA title. In local sports, Ian Moore scored the tie-breaking goal with 3 minutes and 35 seconds remaining, while Lucas Dostal made 36 saves in the Ducks' 4-3 win over the Bruins on Wednesday night. Jansen Harkins, Ratko Gudas, and Ryan Strom also scored for the Ducks, who have won 9 of 12 games. Morgan Geeky tied the game with a power play goal just 7 seconds after Harkins' penalty. Michael Isamont added another goal for the Bruins, who are now on a 4-game road swing, facing their third loss in 4 games. The Bruins will face the Kings Friday night. In top news, the Social Security Administration has scrapped plans to limit disability benefits after significant backlash from older Americans. This decision followed an article in the Washington Post that reported potential loss of benefits for many. Commissioner Frank Bisignano assured advocates that the controversial proposal would not proceed. Advocates celebrated the decision, emphasizing the importance of Social Security disability insurance for those unable to work. Rebecca Vallis, CEO of the National Academy of Social Insurance, praised the administration's choice to avoid cuts. Concerns remain that changes could still affect eligibility for thousands of older Americans seeking benefits. In business news, Bitcoin has entered a death cross, and Ethereum is not far behind. Crypto traders who bought near recent highs are feeling the pain as the market declines. Bitcoin is now around $88,000, down over 20% in the last month. The overall crypto market has fallen to $3 trillion, with 95% of coins in the red. The Fear and Greed Index has dropped to 16, indicating extreme fear. Meanwhile, traders on Myriad predict Bitcoin may drop to $85,000, while Ethereum could slide to $2,000. Bitcoin is currently down 3% to about $92,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 5% to $2.13. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A tiny ape-like humanoid may still be living in plain sight, scientist says. Flores, Indonesia is the home of the scientific study of small humans. Retired professor Gregory Forth continues to proliferate the hope of finding a living Homo floresiensis. His book spells out his multi-decade search for evidence of a continually living human-like species. The scientific community believes a small species of human known as Homo floresiensis once lived on Flores, Indonesia, around 50,000 years ago. Forth thinks these ape-like humanoids could still exist, evolution be damned. He has studied Homo floresiensis for roughly 40 years. Forth's hopes of a living Homo floresiensis were emboldened by the finding of fossils roughly 20 years ago. And in entertainment news, Netflix has informed Warner Brothers Discovery Management that it would continue releasing the studio's films in theaters if its acquisition of the company is successful, Bloomberg News reported on Wednesday. The existing theatrical release contracts of Warner Brothers would be honored, according to the report, which cited sources familiar with the matter. Reuters could not immediately verify the report. This news could reshape the future of theatrical releases if the acquisition proceeds, highlighting Netflix's commitment to maintaining traditional cinema experiences. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American lawyer and Supreme Court Justice, Robert H. Jackson. And he said, "The ultimate purpose of the Nuremberg trials was to make the law of the future, not merely to punish the past." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.